tachlis of a tainus to be moira and to become nisoira. The Rebbeinu should give the koyach to say the right diburim, to be able to use out, to use the koyach hatainus, which is a korban, the Rebbeinu shleilom. Korban has to go together with tshuva. There's a Meredike, Chuvah Sam Sefer, in Simen Reish Ches. He brings a Loshon and a Rambam in Hilchus Tainis. Yesh Yomim, there are days Shekol Yisrael Mis'anem Bem. There are days that all of Klal Yisrael are Mis'anem Bem and they are Tzoros Shiru Bem. Because of the Tzoros that happened, as we all know, we said today in the morning in Slichas, the five terrible things that happened on Shabbos of Thomas, they are Tzoros Shiru Bem, to be ma'oired our hearts, liftoyach darkei atshuva, to open the hearts to go in the darkei atshuva. V'yizeh zikoroin lemaseinu haroyim u'maisa aviseinu shahoyu kemaseinu ato. That'll be a zikoroin to the bad things that were done and are being done. Atshegoram lohem v'lonu oison atzoris. That we're going for them and for us these tzoris. If we remind ourselves these things, noshuv, we will do tshuva, lehetiv, to become better. Look, the Heilige Chasam Sefer, that the Rambam was megala, something that we would never have thought. We thought that the inyan of a tainus is evil, avelus, tsar. But the Rambam is megala, that a tainus is not an avelus. Tainus is not a day of avelus and not a day of tsar. Tainus is a day of tshuva. And the Chasam Sefer says that it has to be that way. Because Memele, Chanukah and Purim, Chazal had a koyach to be misakim, because they had a kal v'chomer, Mishivit Legula, Mimisa L'chaim, Leikolshkein. But to be Mekaveya, a day of tsar, we don't find such a thing. So how did Chazal have a koyach to be Keveya Tainus? Al Korchach, the only reason they were Keveya Tainus, is only lekapora uletshuva, and that's the tachlis of a tainus. Vavu in the kulun, and where did Chazal take it from? They took it from Yom Kippur. That's Tamtzis Divrei Chasam Sefer and Tshuva Simen Reish Ches. So from this Chasam Sefer we understand that our aveda on a tainus is not avelus and not tzar. The aveda of a tainus is aveda of tshuva, like it says in Shlach HaKadosh that the word tshuva, the first eis of the tshuva, is the tof stands for tainus. That's the aschola of tshuva, is the aveda of a tainus, and therefore we are misana on Shavuos Betamuz to do tshuva on the five things that happened on that day. And if so, we have to understand what is our aveda, practically speaking. What do we have to do when we hear the five terrible things that happened on Shavuos Betamuz? What do we have to do tshuva on these five things? And I think we will take one of the five, and from that one of the five we will maybe understand one more, but at least one of the five to understand what our aveda has to be. On Shavuos Betamuz is Botel Atomet. Every single day, as we learned in yesterday's parsha, as a kevesa chotasa babeika, as a kevesa sheni tasa bena aboyim, Klal Yisrael was makriv to tmidim every single day. Atomid babeika and atomid be'erev. And on Shiva also betamid there was bottle atomid. And we said today in the morning in Slichis that not only bottle atomid, there was bottle all the kabonis. Mifnei chatoeinu golinu ma'atzeinu vein anachnu yichelen. That agosha that we can't be makriv anymore atomid, that the Beis HaMikdash was choriv, and as cholos achub happened on Shiva also betamid, that we weren't able to be makriv etomet. But let us see what bitul atomet means, what the tomet meant, and what bitul atomet means to us, and how we have to do tshuva on the nekuda of bitul atomet. In Akdoma to Ein Yaakov brings a medrash pele. The medrash is brought in all Sifrei Drush. The mekor of the medrash is the Akdoma of Ein Yaakov. We know a Chazal that Rav Haftel Re'acha Kameicha is a klal godel b'teira. We know a Chazal that says that Zeh Sefer Toldes Odom is a klal godel yoisa. In Hakdamah to Ein Yankov, there's brought a different medrash. A medrash that says that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is a greater klal. And Ben Pazi says, Es HaKeves HaEchad Tase Babikel, Es HaKeves HaSheni Tase Beir HaBoyim, Klal Godol Yosef. The Tomit that they were makriv every single day is yet a greater klal. Greater than Vahavta L'Racha Kameicha. Greater than Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Greater than that is that Aveda of the Tmidim B'chol Yoyim. How do we understand such a Chazal? And there's many ways to understand it, the Drush. But how do we understand it that we should have some kind of a Chizah in it? We should feel somewhat that it's Mechayiv us in our Derech HaAveda. The Masham in Sefer Dast, in Sefer Tcheles Modcha Chumash, said a Neir de Kipshat. Let us be Magnim a Gemara Mesechtes Psochem, a Gemara Seif Mesechtes Krisus. The Gemara tells us that the Melech and the Malkisa, Malka and Malkisa, had an argument. Which meat is a better meat? Is the meat from a Gedi better? The meat from a goat is better? Or is the meat from a sheep, from a lamb better? The Adam Achleikis once said, God Yeyah, and one said Imre Yah, one said that a keves is better, and one said a gedi is better. And they went and they brought Yisacha ish kval b'rikoi, should say mevinus, with a koyin, he should say mevinus. And he said, if the gedi would be better, have a masculine mida, they should have brought it for the tomit. And if the tomit we bring every day as a keves echotase b'beikel, then of course the keves is better than the gedi. That's as much as the Gemara that we have to know at this point. Everybody understands Chazal don't bring Gemaras for stories, and Chazal don't matik anything for any other reason than to learn. Torah Hakadosh is an oira. Every piece of Gemara, whether we understand it or not, we have to be mamin betachlis or emuna. That everything is not b'mikra, like the Maral tells us many, many places. Everything that says in the Gemara is here for a lesson. And we have to learn something from this Gemara too. And the Masham explains this Gemara in a oifan nifla admiyot. The Gemara tells us in Mesechtes Pcheres, there's a difference between a gedi when it gets born and a keves when it gets born. A gedi when it's born, the first thing that comes out are its ears. A keves when it gets born, the first thing that comes out is its mouth. In other words, if the tchilas aleido, the first aver that comes out by a keves, is its mouth, we understand that a keves, its koyach, is its peh. And if in a gdi, the first thing that comes out are its ears, we understand that the koyach of a gdi is the koyach hashmiya. So we have two koyaches, the koyach of shmiya and the koyach of dibu, which is greater. And that's what they were arguing, the Melech and the Malkisa. When they were arguing if Imra Yoy, Gad Yoy, there was a Pnimistik Machleikis. There was something deeper in what they were arguing about. They were arguing if the Koyach HaShmir is greater or the Koyach HaDibur is greater. And he brought up Raya from the Tomid, that were Makrib Tomid, the Kevas, that we have to understand that the Koyach HaDibur is greater. What does this mean? What does this explanation mean? Klal Yisrael, Babarak Sinai, said, Nase Koidem Lenishma. They were Gdimu Nase Lenishma. And the Tzteki said, what is the problem of being Magdim Nase Lenishma? Your mouths are before your ears. You answer before you heard. You're ready to accept. You're ready to be meshavet yourself. You're ready to say Nase, even though you didn't hear yet. That means that your mouth is before your ears. So what is the Maila of Nase over Nishma? In what way do we understand the Maila of Nase over Nishma? Nase over Nishma is the union of Emuna, the union of belief, the union of being Mekabel before we understand. If we would have said Nishma and then Nase, would mean that we would have to understand, we would have to accept, we would have to realize to understand what we are hearing. And then only then we would do. But when Klal Yisrael was Magdim Naaseh L'Nishma, Klal Yisrael accepted what the Rebbeinu Shem will tell them, whether they understand or they don't understand. That is the spitz of Emunah of Klal Yisrael. Pumas Rishoyim Tanchem. Pure Tmimus. No questions asked. Tomim Tiem Hashem Elekecha Leisachker. Not to have any Chakira, not to have any questions. Just to accept whatever the Rebbeinu Shalom tells you. Pure Emunah. That's the agdama of Naaseh Kodem L'Nishma. And that lies in the Maila of a Keves over a Gdi. A Keves is Shmia. A Keves is Dibur. A Gdi is Shmia. The Keves over the Gdi is the Maila of Naaseh Kodem L'Nishma. Is the Maila of Naaseh Kodem L'Nishma. And that's exactly what this Medrash Pliya is telling us. When the Medrash tells us that it's a keves echot taaseh babaikel, the oilas tomid who are suyo bahal Sinai, the oilas tomid which has a kesher to the asiyah of Har Sinai, that oilas tomid is the avodah of naaseh, which is greater than Shema Yisrael, which Shema Yisrael is the dog of Shmiya. There's a greater Klal Yisrael, the Klal Yisrael which lies in the Eilas Tomid, the Keves Echa Tase Babei Keves, Keves Hasheni Tase Beino Abayim, the Aveda of Asiya without understanding, the Aveda of Akdomas Naaseh L'Nishma, which that lies in the Aveda Satomid. And that's why the Tomid is Miyuchus to Eilas Tomid or Asuya Bahar Sinai. What does the Torah HaKadosh want to tell us? That this Eilas Tomid is connected to the Asiya of Har Sinai, because the Tak is a Hemshich of the Naaseh of Har Sinai, of the Akdomas Naaseh L'Nishma. This is Tamtzis Divrei HaMasham in Tcheles Mot Cheparshas Pinchas. If one understands that that is the Tomid, then one understands that Bitul HaTomid comes on the same day that was the eagle, and on the same day that was Nishburu Luchais Rishenis. Chazal tell us in Medrash and Parshas Ekev that on Yud Zayin Tammuz, the day when Klal Yisrael had the union of Chet HaEgel, on that day is Ibadetem Naaseh. On that day we lost the Luchais Rishenis, and the Luchais Rishenis is the Maila of Naaseh Kodem L'Nishma. And that Naaseh Kodem L'Nishma stayed by us. It stayed by us in the Deiros, in the Avodas HaTomid. And on the same day Yud Zayin B'Tammuz as the Chet HaEgel, on that same day came Butal HaTomid. On that same day came Nisbatal the Avodas HaTomid. Nothing happens in Klal Yisrael unless it happens in Klal Yisrael itself. No Gzeira is Chal on Klal Yisrael. If Klal Yisrael doesn't lose that Madrega, there would never be able to be a Gzeira of Bitul HaTomid. If something wasn't wrong in the Pnimius of Klal Yisrael, if there was a Bitul HaTomid, it means that it was the Dargo of Emuno in Klal Yisrael. Like Chazal tell us in Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Yutes Amid Beis, that in the time of the Churban Emuno suffered. And if Emuno suffered in Klal Yisrael, and the Emuna of Chazal, the Emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the blind Emuna that he has, that he got from the Avos HaKadoshim to go after the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether they understand or they don't understand. That Emuna was lost, so it's Batel HaTomid. The Tomid got lost. The Tomid was lost because it was Batel, the Emuna in Klal Yisrael. Batel HaTomid is a symptom of a machla. And the machla that it's a symptom of is chesaron emuna, chesaron in the true emuna. About every yid is a ma'amin, but we're talking about emuna of leisachka rachasidus, an emuna of tamim tia, an emuna of tumis yishoim tanchem, an emuna of nase kaidem lenishma, an emuna of bitl akli asiyo, bitl adas to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, bitl aseichel completely. That Bitla Emuna caused the Bitla Tomit. Amoyedike Chazal in Yalkut Shemeni in Parshas Veschana. Chazal tell us in Parshas Veschana in Yalkut Shemeni. Moshe lechacham shoyle ben. Moshe lechacham that had a child. Hayamalele beis sudeis bechal yom. The child gave him to eat two sudeis every day. Achas babeika v'achas be'eretz. Achar yomim, after a time, roa chocham etz b'nei sheheni, he saw that his child became poor, v'lo yochol la'atzis k'shem shu lamut, he can't do like he was used to doing. Kol ro layol v'vomaloi, b'ni, yoidei ani, I know she'em b'cho koyach lo yisem b'y sudas she'yisem evili. I know you don't have koyach to give me those two sudas that used to bring me. Eini mevakish mucho. אלא שאתה שומע אוסי דוירש בבית הכנסת שתי פעמים ביום והוא עורב לי, you'll come and listen to me twice a day, that'll be עורב לי כאוסם ביסודה שיסמל לי. כך אומר הקודש ברוך הוא לישראל הפלו ופלדי כמדרש לשאור ואלכו יישם מקריבים לי שתי פעמים ביום את הכבס איך עוד תעשה בבריקה. He used to be makriv as a kevus echot hase v'abeike. Golui v'yodua lifonai shei beis amigdosh osid li choreif. The Baroilum says, I know the beis amigdosh will become choreif. Umikam v'eilech yatem yichelim lakriv kavonais. He won't be able to be makriv kavonais. Mevakesh ani tmuroson shel kavonais. I want from you that you should give me something else instead of kavanos. Shema Yisrael ba'beikel, Shema Yisrael ba'erev, ve'oile lefonai yisem mikol ha'kavanos. A lashon from a yalkut in Parshas Veschanan. What does this yalkut tell us? What does this yalkut tell us? This yalkut tells us, when comes Shivasa betamos, comes Shivasa betamos, and we give a krecht that was bought a lot of, and we have to be misaking whatever is Avay Seinu, as we learned in the Rambam, as we learned in Shuvah Chassam Sefer. The Avay is to be misaking what the Pgam was. What is our takona? Our takona is to be misaking and to build the Emuna with Shema Yisrael. To build back our emuna in Achdus Aveirei. To be back our emuna in Ashgoches Aveirei. That's what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants from us when it's bottled at Talmud. The Rebbeinu Shalom told us what to replace the Talmud with. To replace the Talmud with a Shema Yisrael to replace the Talmud. But what kind of Shema Yisrael? What kind of Shema Yisrael does the Rebbeinu Shalom want? Why is Shema Yisrael a replacement of the Talmud? Where lies in Shema Yisrael a replacement of the Talmud? The Heilige Goyin Zchusei Yodno Aleinu tells us, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echot. Shema is Rosh Tevis Shlomim Mincha Oila. Echod is Rosh Tevis Oshom Chatos Dalit Lach Meiteido. As they state in Goyin, in Siddha Goyin, the Goyin is telling us all the different Minei Korbonis. The Rambam says in Pirush HaMishneh, in Zvochim, there are different kinds of Korbonis. Ashlomim, Amincha, Oila, Oshom and Achatos. Those are the Oveis of the Korbonis. The Dalit Lach Meiteido, the Goyin learns, is a Yuchadike Korban. We're not going to go into that now. But that's the Shema de Echot. In other words, the Goyin is telling us that when a Yid learned Krishma, when a Yid says Shema Yisrael, it's not stam gizokta Shema Yisrael, it's do avoides hakabonos, like we just showed in Yalkut. The Goyin is showing you that's a licht in the Shema Yisrael, all the kabonos that a person could be makriv, that's licht in the amir of Shema Yisrael. And there's another Goyin. The Goyin tells us that Shema Echad is Rosh Tevis, Avram, Chananya, Mishol, Azalia, Daniel, and a sixth name of Hoshian, which I don't remember, a sixth name of someone else that the Goyin brings that was Mekadeshem Shemayim. Avram, Chananya, Mishol, Azalia, the Yisrael of Kiddush Hashem in Klal Yisrael, Daniel, that's what's licked in Shema Yisrael. How does the Yid say Shema Yisrael? What means Shema Yisrael? Shema Yisrael means acceptance of Mesiras Nefesh for the Bashefel. That's why Shema Yisrael is a Tomit. Shema Yisrael is Avodas HaTomit. The Avodah of Tmidistik Messias Nefesh, Tmidistik Kolben, Tmidistik of giving yourself away for the Bereilum. That's how a Yid learns Kirishma. The Heilige Rabbi Abelie Melech writes in Zettel Cotton that when a Yid says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echot, he has to be Mitzayer that there's a fire burning at Lev HaShamayim Ustet HaGrobe Goyim Vilamar Ein Waffen a fire al Kiddush Hashem, and as he springt and tanzt there rein a fire because Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echot, as he learned a Yid Kirishme, and as a Kirishme is a Korban Tomit, as a Kirishme is the Ashlom of a Korban Tomit, as a Kirishme is a Chizik in the Emunah of a Yid in the Bereilom. The Yid says Kirishme Minig Yisrael, and Yid takes his hand and covers his eyes with Kirishme when he says Kirishme. Why? What's the Mekor of the Minig Yisrael? What is the reason that he takes his hand and puts it on his eyes? There's many reasons for it. But the reason in Chuvis Kael Arye, in the Agdomo, explains it something that's very Korev El HaSeichel. Very Korev El HaSeichel. The eyes are the Enei HaSeichel. The eyes are the Machshav of a person. The eyes are called the Seichel of a person, the Enei HaSeichel. The understanding, that's the Koyach of the eyes, that's the understanding of a person. In the Goyish world, there's a lashon, seeing is believing. Riyo is hepech emuna. If you have to see to believe, that's the hepech of emuna. The Heilige Dibre Chaim writes in Chanukah that why was it shoymen es anira b'matn teira? What is the dog of shoymen es anira? Why do you need shoymen es anira for? There's nothing better than seeing openly with your eyes what's going on. Why do I have to hear it for? Dr. Heilige Dibre Chaim, because Ria is a kfira. Ria belongs to an ashkofa that if you'll prove it to me, I'll believe. If you don't prove it to me, I won't believe. You'll show it to me black and white, I'll believe it. If not, not. Dr. Teira Agdeshe was shaymin es anira. Shmi is emuna. Shmi is bittel. I'm shaymin es anira. Even if I don't see it in front of my eyes. A Yid learns Krishma. He covers his eyes. He covers his koyach ariya. He doesn't need to see. He's believing. He's in a mammon. He's covering his enei aseichel. One could say it deeper. One could say he's taking the kli asiya and he's being magdim the nasa to the nishma. He's covering the nishma with the nasa. That's the avodah of akdomas nasa le nishma. That's the avodah of a yid when he learns krishma to learn krishma with emuna. To learn krishma with rein emuna in the bereilum. That Amuna is the tikkun on Bittul HaTomit. The mile of the Keves Echad Aseh Babekel. Koyach of Amuna. Koyach of Amuna. Chizik in Amuna. Chizik in Amuna. Chizik in believing in the Bereilam. Olam. Yishvera Matzovim. Whether it's Beiker or whether it's Beino Aboyim, whether it's Beiker, whether the Masiv is clear, like the Beiker, where one could see clearly what's going on. As Sfarim say, the word Beiker is from Lashon Mevaker, because in the clarity of Beiker, one can be Mevaker, one can see. Lahagid Babeiker Chazdecha. Everything's clear, everything's open. It's Lahagid Babeiker Chazdecha. But when it comes Laila, when it comes darkness, when it comes Rachmana Litzlan, things that we don't understand, when it comes Yisurim, when it comes Tzoris, when it comes hardships in Panasa, when it comes other hardships, and then it comes Leilis, then comes the time Vemulunascha. That's the test on Emuna. That's the test on Emuna. To prove the Emuna. That's not Emuna when it's gate good. When it gets schwer, when it comes Beino Abayim, it's a keves, Hasheini Tase, Beino Abayim. Beino Abayim needs a keves. It is an aveda of Beino Abayim. When it's dark, when it's getting dark, when it's starting to go down the sun, the clarity is becoming ice clarity. Then we live with pure Emunah in the Bereilom. That's the avida of the keves echot tase bein habayim. That's the kriyashma that one has to say. The kriyashma that one says krishma shal arvis, a different krishma than krishma babayker. It's a completely different krishma. It's a krishma of emunoscha baleilis, a krishma that comes out of the emunoscha baleilis. And that's our avida when it comes to Shiva Thomas. One of the first things of our avida is that we have to be misakin the bitul atomit, and we have to be misakin the chisoren amuna. The chisoren amuna lies in the cheta egel also, and the chisoren amuna, which is doing klal Yisrael, which of course yidna maminim b'nei maminim. Every yid is a mamin, but there's a big difference of being a mamin and living with amuna. There's a big difference of being a mamin and bringing the amuna out in lemaise, in acting with amuna. Not only knowing that there's a Bayer Olam on the world, but living a life of emunah. That's the avodah of a person when it comes to Shiva Betamos. And we have to do tshuva. And we have to be mizbein in amaseinu. And we have to look at avodah saviseinu. And we look at the bitl atomet. We have to see that in the bitl atomet lies the bitl of the nase kedem lenishma, the bitl of the blind emuna in the remaining shleilam, blind emuna in divrei chazal, not to be mefakt b'chas v'shalim in a nois achas of divrei chazal, to believe divrei chazal, emuna in chachmei adeiros, emuna in chachmei Yisrael, emuna, blind emuna that's fodet sich v'n klal Yisrael, that emuna that was shokelt sich, that emuna that in the materialistic world that we live in, that everything has to be fact, shakes our emuna and rips out our pure emuna that Klal Yisrael lived with. That's the time when it comes, Shiva Asa Betamas, the time when we go back to Luchas HaRishenes, the time when we're trying to be misakin the begam of the Luchas, the time we want to come back to the Zman of Luchas HaRishenes, we was Nasik Eidim Lenishma, the time we want to be misakin the Bitl Atomet, that's when we have to be misakin the Nekuda of emuna. So in the Sefer, says the Dovah Nifle, Baruch Turim writes in Parashas Tetzave, then Parashas Tetzave there's also the Parashah of Tomet. In the Parashah of Tomet, the Baruch Turim says there's mentioned six times Keves, which comes to teach us that you can't let less than six Tloim Mivukorim in the Lishkas HaTloim. There always has to be six Kvosim that are Mivukor, six tloim that are ready to be oimed for a korban, be mevukar for mum. And so two zokte balaturim, and the parasha of Akeda says six times oila. The six times oila are the shisha tloim amuvukorim. Avada, there's dvom pshutim, but there's something that maybe that I saw in a sefer that lies in these dvorim of the shisha tloim mevukorim. We know the Bi'alocha in Simen Aleph is Matik, the Heilige Gewerte from the Chinuch, that there are Shesh Mitzvahs Tmidiyes. Shesh Mitzvahs Tmidiyes that a person has to do. Shesh Mitzvahs Tmidiyes. If one knows the Shesh Mitzvahs Tmidiyes, and there is not a Yid that can't know them, because I call Chach, that's the Yiseida Yiseidus from Yiddishkeit. Mitzvahs Tmidiyes, steady mitzvahs. From the day a person becomes bar mitzvah, from the day a girl becomes bas mitzvah, she's mitzvah in six mitzvahs tmidiyos, 24/7. There's no time out. There's no vacation from tmidiyos. Tmidiyos, tamid babeikel, tamid be'erev, tamid without a hefsik. A person has to have a kesher to the six mitzvahs tmidiyos. Of course, we have to know them. Nobody's choshed not to know the six mitzvahs tmidiyos, not to be rogel in them, not to know pshat in them. Because that's the tmidistike mitzvahs, liyachde, lahamen, the mitzvahs that are tmidistike mitzvahs in machshava. Oila is mechapa machshava. Oila is mechapa machshava. The tachlis of a kav oila is mechapa machshava. The tikkun that a person has to have for the chsoren of the oila, for the chsoren of the tomet, is to be misakin his machshava with the sheish mitzvahs tmidiyas. To be misakin is machshava with the sheish mitzvahs tmidiyos. The sheish mitzvahs tmidiyos was given a direct connection to the Bayer Olam. A person who lives the sheish mitzvahs tmidiyos. Chapta pachad when you read the sheish mitzvahs tmidiyos. What kind of kesha we have keseder with the Bayer Olam? The machshava is connected to the Bayer Olam keseder. That's a tmidiyos dikaveda. Those sheish mitzvahs tmidiyos that a person has to have be'edroi at all times. The ashlama for the tomid is emuna. The ashlama for the tomid is taras amachshava. Taras amachshava to be oisik in the inyonim that I'm a tar the machshava of a person. The sheshmitz is tmidiyos which occupy the machshava of a person. That's the person's avida. That's the person's avida to be oisik in these mitzvahs. The sheshmitz is tmidiyos which is noch gelost zach. And the Mishnah Berurah didn't print it in Bi'alacha on the first Balat and Sefer for Chinam. The Bi'alacha wanted that we should know it and we should be oisik in it and we should live the Sheish Mitzvah T'midiyos. A person who lives with the Sheish Mitzvah T'midiyos, his life is elevated to a different level. His life is elevated to a different level. He knows there's no time out. There's no time out. There's no vacation from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Mitzvah T'midiyos don't have vacation. There's no Sheish Mitzvah T'midiyos except this day or except this day. Mitzvah T'midiyos are 24/7, 7 days a week, every day, every minute, to be mikushel to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what it means, Mitzvah T'midiyos. And that has to change our blick on life. That has changed our blick on life and how a person lives. That if a person lives with this amuna of the Sheish Mitzvah T'midiyos, then our life becomes closer to Ribbono Shel Olam. And on this day of Batal Atomet, let us make it our job, let us make it our Kabbalah, to be mekabel on ourselves, to know the Sheish Mitzvah T'midiyos, to understand the Sheish Mitzvah T'midiyos, and to live with the Sheish Mitzvah T'midiyos. To live the way a person is supposed to live, knowing the Sheish Mitzvah T'midiyos. Let us take one mitzvah of the Sheish Mitzvah T'midiyos, and let's expand on one mitzvah of the Sheish Mitzvah T'midiyos. V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol ma'idecha. One of the Sheish Mitzvah T'midiyos is Ahavas Hashem. What does Ahavas Hashem mean? What does it mean, Ahavas Hashem? We all know the Rambam in Menavichem asks a kasha. How can you be mitzvah a person to have a hava? Either I have a hava or I don't have a hava. You can't tell a person to be an oyev. You can't tell a person to be an oyev. And the Sasemes, Rav Tzadik HaKoyen, both answer that the kasha is the teretz. That if the Ribbono Shel Olam told us v'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha, that means that we have in our heart instilled Ahavas Hashem. A Yid is born with Ahava. A Yid is born with Ahavas Hashem. He has to see to it that Ahavas Hashem should be put in the right place. In other words, one will understand right. One will understand that the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem means not to misplace the Ahava. When one takes that Ahava that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave him, and he misplaces that Ahava is put in the wrong place, he listens to the Yetzer Hara, and the Yetzer Hara tells him, use that Ahava for Dvorim Gashmiim. Use that Ahava for Dvorim Gashmiim. That's called Bittul Ahava. That's how you mevatel the mitzvah of Ahavta Hashem Elokecha. Now, people will probably think it's a very extreme statement. It's a very extreme statement to say that when a person takes his ahava and he instills his ahava in Dvarim Gashmiim, that that's overgiven v'ahavta Hashem Elokecha. But in chinuch, if we'll open up a chinuch and we'll look in Sefer HaChinuch Arishain, the chinuch is not an extreme sefer. The chinuch is not an extreme sefer. The chinuch writes at the end of the mitzvah that if a person takes his ahava and his ahava uses it for dvorim gashmiim, harei ze bitul mitzvah eser shel v'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha v'onshoy gadol mi'eid. That if a person takes his ahava and instills his ahava into dvorim gashmiim, he's mevatel the mitzvah of ahavta es Hashem Elokecha v'onshoy gadol mi'eid. And the chinuch doesn't leave you to make mistakes. There's no difference of the chinuch. Everybody's mechuyev in v'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha. And it doesn't start by 20, and it doesn't start by 30, and it doesn't start by 40. It starts by 12 in a day by a girl, and by 13 in a day by a bochur. And if somebody will tell you that when a Bacher is being oisik in a dvarim gashmiyim and he's eating an ice cream with a ganzen geschmack, he's an avla, you'll tell him you're living in the wrong generation. Oh, but the chinuch sagt uns, as das ist die Teure Akdeisha. The chinuch sagt uns, as das, Father, the Teure Akdeisha. The chinuch is telling us what the Teure Akdeisha is asking of us. And the Teure is not asking of us a bali madrego. The Teure was given for every Yiddish and nefesh the day he becomes ba mitzvah, that he should be mekuyim all tayag mitzvahs. And he's mekuyim and vahavta l'Hashem alekecha. And it's a mitzvah tmidi is vahavta l'Hashem alekecha. Which one of us lives a life that we bring up our children like the chinuch? Which one of us live in Koron, that we live together with this chinuch? Our Derech HaChaim is on a collision course with this chinuch, on a collision course with the mitzvah of Ahavtas Hashem Elokecha. Why is that? Because we're not used to it, we're not oisik in it. A person has to be oisik in the mitzvahs. A person has to know what the Rebbein Shalom wants for him. He has to realize what the Rebbein Shalom wants for him. He has to realize, avada, if we're not holding there, it's a chotch krechzen that we're not holding there. So it's chotch badrin that we're not holding there. That when we say twice a day, va'avtas Hashem elekecha b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol me'edecha, with all the kavonis, we should realize that we're rochik from being mekayim the va'avtas Hashem elekecha. We're rochik from living the va'avtas Hashem elekecha. We're rochik from it. We're rochik from that kind of derech achayim. We're rochik from that derech achayim. That's only a morsel of one of the Sheish Mitzvahs to Midis. It's only a morsel of one of the Sheish Mitzvahs to Midis. If one will realize the Sheish Mitzvahs to Midis, to live the Sheish Mitzvahs to Midis, our life will be elevated. Avada, the Nisyanis on Neir of Oyim, the Nisyanis in our generation on Neir of Oyim, the Yetzirah is fighting with last Kriches, with Muyridiki Kli Zion against us, with Muyridiki Kli Zion against us. And people ask the Kasha, how are we going to succeed? How are we going to succeed? And I think that we should end off with one Meirudik in the Kuda. We just finished Masech the Seyte, those who learned Afiyomi, and the Mishnah talks about Ikvis in the Mashiach, and the Mishnah talks about everything that is a problem in Ikvis in the Mashiach, and the Mishnah ends, Ve'elon l'sham, Ami yeshlon l'sham, El alavinu shebishamayim. Who do we have to lean on? Only on Alvinu Shebishamayim. What does the Mishnah want? What does the Mishnah want from us? What is the Mishnah telling us? Let us learn a double poshut admirit. It's a matana min Hashamayim, I think this machshava. Oh, but the matana wasn't for me, the matana was to be mechazikos, and to be able to tell us why we're living in such a degraded world. Para Aduma. Para Aduma, said in the Torah Kedusha, was made by Elazar. Chazal tell us when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, he saw Rabbi Eliezer was Oisik in Parshas Para, and he said, "Eli Yirotzer Shiyizem Meyotzer Chalotzai." It's interesting that Parshas Para is Elazar, Eliezer. Why are those the Banda Omrim of Parshas Para? Why does Parshas Para have to do with Elazar and Eliezer? It can't sign the Nekuda is very poshut. The Gemara says in Masechta Yuma, Habol Etaya Metzayin Oisei. What does the Gemara want to tell us when the Gemara tells us Habol Etaya Metzayin Oisei? The Gemara wants to tell us that you can't have Tara yourself. One can't be Matzlich in Tara. He needs Metzayin Oisei. He needs the Rebbein Shem to help him. Tara's Pora can only come through Kael Ezer, through Eliezer. There's no other way Tara's Pora could come. Tara's Pora has to come with the Hakora, that I have to come on to Ezer of the Rebbeinu Shelolam. We live in a world of technology which made us very chorev, that we know how to do everything. Everything we know. Everything we know. We won't admit it, but inside we all think that we have ability to do everything. We can know Shas because there's a Svarim that are going to teach us Shas, and we'll be able to succeed, and we can be Frumayid, and we can be Elohim, we can be everything in the world. The Rebbeinu Shelolam wants to tell you, give a cook off and gas, and see if it treif the gases. And there is no way that you could be loichem against it. There's only one way that you can be loichem against it. Heba of deine Händen, heba of deine Egens in Bereilam. In Sogen Bereilam, ich kann nicht. Nicht ich kann ja. Ich kann nicht. I can't fight. The war is too hard for me. I need your help. Demut wird mir geholfen. That's what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants from us. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants from us, we should see that we can't. Und dann ist da rumdrehen, ja, ich kann leichen sein gegen die Jezara. I can take internet into my house and I will be able to overcome. I can give my children a cell phone with text messaging and they'll be able to overcome. They'll be able to overcome. Neue Weihung. They'll be able to overcome. They're strong enough to overcome. I'll teach them to be strong enough. So noch ein Schitter, man darf ihm geben mit der Internet. Man darf ihm haben Internet in Stuf. To teach him to overcome, wenn es hier eines. Leih mit an alles. We can't overcome. We don't have the ability to overcome. Ein lanu li shayin elo alavinu shebeshamayim. Our only help is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Our only help is to pick up our hands to Ribbono Shel Olam and tell the Ribbono Shel Olam, yo, the Welt is degraded. The Welt is schrecklich. Wir stechen uns unsere Augen. Wir zeigen unsere Machshavas. It's impossible for us to succeed. There's one way we can succeed. If you will help us, we can succeed everything. But the Bereilum is a Keil Yachil. And then we can be Erlich Eden. If we'll realize that we can't, we'll realize that we don't have the ability. We don't have the ability. We don't have the Kalim to overcome. We can't overcome the Nisyanis. We're not strong enough to overcome the Nisyanis. Ein Zach kem haben. We can offer unsere hands to Bereilum. We'll pick up our hands to the Bereilum and be Nishoin Alvinu Shabashamayim. And the Bereilum will help us. Because above the tire, Messiah, I say, those who are above the tire, those who really want, get in the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Siyua, to be able to overcome all the Nisyonis of the